An Iranian air defense test on Saturday in the Natanz region of central Iran caused an explosion heard as far as 20 kilometers away from the country's main nuclear complex. According to an army spokesman, one of the region's missile systems was tested to assess readiness on the ground, and there was nothing to fear. The explosion was heard in the sky over the town of Badrud, 20 kilometers from the nuclear power plant. The Iranian military test comes as talks to save the 2015 Iran nuclear deal resumed in Vienna last Monday. Negotiations are taking place between Iran and the major powers still party to the agreement, Germany, France, Britain, Russia, and China, after former President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the pact in 2018. Election officials in the West African nation of Gambia have started counting votes after polls closed for the first presidential election in decades that does not include former dictator Yahya Jammeh as a candidate. The vote is being seen as a test of democracy in the West African country. Gambians came to vote in high numbers, with nearly 1 million registered voters expected to drop marbles into one of six ballot bins, each adorned with the face and name of a candidate. They include incumbent President Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in 2016. Many Gambians are still not satisfied with the progress that Barrow's government has made in fighting poverty and corruption. Pope Francis warned Saturday that democracy in Europe and elsewhere is being threatened by populist politicians who appeal to disgruntled citizens with easy solutions to the world's most pressing problems. Francis did not name countries or world leaders, but he cautioned people to be wary of politicians with an obsessive quest for popularity, in a thirst for visibility, in a flurry of unrealistic promises. The Pope's remarks were made during a visit to Athens, Greece, widely viewed as the birthplace of democracy, the second and last stop on a Mediterranean trip aimed at calling attention to the plight of migrants and refugees.